Lewis, guess what Poland is doing to boost its military readiness?
I see. So they're stepping up their game in the defense sector.
Exactly. They plan to increase howitzer ammunition production fivefold to reduce reliance on imported weapons, especially from the US and South Korea.
Right. I mean, it makes sense when you consider the situation with Russia and Ukraine. They've seen how critical 155mm artillery shells are on the battlefield.
Yeah, and the government is funding PGZ, the state-controlled defense group, with 2.4 billion zlotys to ramp up production.
Wow, that is a significant investment. I wonder how they're planning to scale up production from 30,000 rounds to 150,000 to 180,000 inches just 3 years.
The goal is to become independent from foreign supplies, which is a big shift. Poland is already the largest defense spender in NATO, but most of their spending has been on foreign procurement.
I see. So they're trying to build a sustainable base for national autonomy in defense. But there are challenges, right?
Absolutely. They're facing acute shortages of ammunition, and industry delays have drawn political scrutiny. In fact, the head of the National Security Bureau warned that reserves might only last 1 or 2 weeks in a Russian attack.
That's pretty alarming. And there's been some leadership changes in PGZ, with the previous chair resigning after just a year.
Yeah, and the government is also looking to other companies like Grupa Azoty and Nujado to help with production, but there are financial challenges there too.
Right. Grupa Azoty is one of the companies that needs restructuring. The previous government, Law and Justice, is being blamed for poor investment decisions that led to losses.
Exactly. Audits under the current government found losses of up to 5 billion euros due to mismanagement and fraud under PIS. They're even pursuing criminal investigations.
That's quite a big claim, right? And now they're trying to get the European Investment Bank to help with restructuring Grupa Azoty.
Yes, but the EIB hasn't been as eager as expected. The minister overseeing state enterprises said he was surprised they weren't jumping at the opportunity.
I see. The EIB is supposed to be a development bank, so you'd think they'd be more proactive.
Exactly, but the minister says they're not as eager as he would expect.
It's interesting how this plays out in the broader context of European defense strategies. Poland is part of a larger trend to reduce dependence on foreign suppliers.
Yeah, and it's clear they're trying to build a more self-sufficient defense industry, but it's going to take time and a lot of coordination.
So, what do you think about the challenges they're facing with restructuring and securing funding?
Well, it's a delicate balance. They need to stabilize companies like Grupa Azoty while also pushing forward with production goals. It's going to require both financial support and political will.
And with the current geopolitical climate, it's probably even more urgent. They can't afford delays.
Exactly. Every week counts when you're talking about national security.
Well, it's definitely a big move for Poland. They're stepping up to the plate in a big way.
For sure, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming years.